ask to unmute. Old Tommy boy's muted. Oh, there. What the quab? He's on the other side of the world. But it's like he's here right now. Okay, 45 minutes on the clock. And you have to unmute yourself. Oh, maybe you already did, and then I can't hear you. Why wouldn't I be able to hear you? Oh, jeez, Rick. What changed, man? My volume? Yeah, I can hear you now.
My microphone was on the other one. Great, man. Good to be here with you today, bro.
Good to be here. I'm just happy to be here and have someone who wants to talk.
You know, what I wanted to talk about first was these fruits I'm eating right now. Guja. You ever hear about these? Goodness gracious.
Did you say guava?
Bucha.
Bucha. Okay, tell me, where'd you get it?
Got it right here in the garden where I'm doing the permaculture with my buddy here.
Holy.
You know, your buddy Will, the old drunken monkey.
Yeah.
And my new buddy Dave.
How long's Will been there?
You act like you're really concerned.
I'm fucking concerned. I want to hear everything that's been going on. Are you guys having more fun than I am? Because that's bullshit. That's not allowed.
Well, we'll have to see what you're up to.
Nobody should be having more fun than me.
I've been watching your podcast. You seem like you're meeting some cool people.
Which, did you see the one of the health food store guy?
Yeah.
I like him. He's got a good view.
He's your best friend.
Not quite my best friend, but he's got some decent views, man.
Well, Bucha we got from the garden here, permaculture forest that we're building. And it's like sour. It tastes like gold. It really tastes like gold. Yeah.
So if you had to relate it to a fruit closest to it, what would that be?
Like a golden cherry.
Oh my god, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, like a cherry that's like sweeter and sourer and less red and more gold flavored.
God, I'm so rowdy. Knocking over my DJ mixer over here. Got too many things.
Okay, so I don't know if I could share with you. I got my new video. I mean, I want to drop this off at the top before we get carried away. I make videos, you know. Can I share my screen?
Can you?
May I?
Yeah, you may. Just for everybody chilling while he's share screening. Tom is one of the guys who makes me feel accountable for what I'm doing. Slightly intimidated by him. He's like an uncle that definitely loves you but will call you out on your shit. And that shit, if it's not working hard enough or slacking or like you could do better or you could be nicer, I feel like even though we've only really hung out like more so 7 to 8 years ago when I was living in Prague and then I was back one other time. And then we podcasted. By the way, check out that old podcast. I wonder what's in there. I wonder what we talked about.
Well, we got to the bottom of some mysteries.
But when we talk, even me being like feeling like I'm late, I'm just like, oh god. God damn it, Tom's gonna be like, yo, why the lateness? What the fuck? I don't mean it to be like, you know, you're a big
well,
wolf
I can
or anything.
Be overbearing. I've lost the not everybody can put up with it. But also it's instantly paid back to me whenever I'm too much. Because even if you are late, I don't know how to use the internet, you know? So, it's like, we all have our problems. We try to help each other, right? So, likewise, I look up to you a lot. You do a lot of cool things. You're the reason I'm out here in Brazil, actually, for the last 4 years, pretty much.
Oh, my God.
It's all your fault, so thanks
for
that.
I was going to ask why you chose Brazil. What was that story?
Sounded like a good place to start. So sounded like the coolest place. I like Portugal a lot, traveling in Europe. So I figured, just check out Brazil. Heard some, sniffed around for like an easy place to get into. Because I went to Florianopolis to start. I didn't go to Rio or any of these crazy cities. So, yeah, it was like Latin America on easy mode, and you go there, and it was easy to stay, too. I've been down here for 4 years now.
The name
eating
of
these beautiful the fruits, name is, fresh fruit.
The name of that town, Florianio, it's a city. Florianio.
Florianopolis. Florianopolis.
Florianopolis. And you went there just because it was less busy, or like you heard that the babes were there, or?
All of the above, yeah.
Hmm.
Less stress, more beautiful girls.
Was Will already there?
We met there. He got there a day before me.
Had he already been there and like maybe worded you up on it, or who?
No, he wanted to check it out. He was the one that kind of made the final idea.
Well, thanks, Will. Hey, how'd you meet Will?
At his bar. He was behind the bar, and I said, well, this kid's got a job. I should be able to get a job.
This kid's got a job. Wasn't it his bar?
It was his bar, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's older than me.
This kid's got a bar. Are you older than him?
No.
Oh.
He's older than me.
This kid. I think he had long hair back then. I heard about it. I was never there.
Then he threw a face. He threw a face. He threw a drink in my face at a Holy Color Festival.
Ooh, yeah.
And proud. I couldn't understand it. Good drink. I didn't know what he was up to. But maybe one day we'll find out.
How is we're all kind of going up and down. Maybe you less than maybe me and Will with our drinking. Although I don't think I got as crazy as Will with my depths of drinking. But I definitely been around it a lot and want to like slide off it. Are we all the same? Are we a trifecta in that way? Like, you don't hit it.
No, I don't like drinking. I don't like drinking. It's easier for me not to drink. Is it raining?
Yeah.
Oh, we got a mission, actually. We got to take the fans out. We're here on a permaculture farm. It's a really hot day. We got to take care of these plants, so we got the fans on them, and now we got the rain here, so let me see. I think we gotta go run and turn these fans off. Good time out.
Turn the fans off.
You gotta wait for the rain to stop, Tom.
It's unreal that we get to
okay.
It's unreal we get to talk across the world. So weird. Something we take for granted. I heard about people having large inventions that we take for granted, like the washing machine, or I don't know, maybe we could just say the microwave, but washing machine's the best example in my mind for what is an actual invention that saves so many people so much time, and then we just take it for granted because we think it's normal now. We've leveled up. Whereas, like, once the power goes out, there's definitely no Wi-Fi. No Wi-Fi. There's just you, a candle, humming and singing with your friends, building pyramids, you know? Oh yeah, listen to that rain. In the rainforest of Brazil. What can we do to not just take advantage of things? Like, try to think of in the moment, like, what you're using and, like, be grateful for it. Though it'd be super difficult to keep up with all the other folks in society and, like, win the rat race, as they might say, or compete with people so you get enough resources so that you are the champion in the race. You're just sitting around being like, God, this TV is so magnificent. It's like fire itself. The way it illuminates from itself into multicolors. I could put the fireplace channel on this right now. Looks like a fire. Sounds like a fire. Doesn't give me the heat. Let it be known and let it not be. Let it be known and let it not be a habit where you just try to meet people online all the time, or you are lonely, so then you just like listen to a podcast, or you want to listen to news, or not listen to news, but watch somebody on the news to feel less lonely. I know I'm a culprit of it. It's not an actual replacement for the human interaction and the human energetic exchange, which is necessary. There's something that goes on with humans, and even humans just being around a bunch of humans, like, say, at a concert or at a public event. You're around all these people, you're sharing energy, it's a vibe, and it kind of feels amazing that everybody's peaceful. You're a part of everybody.
Don't want to fight no more. 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 Don't want to fight no more with all the people. Don't want to fight no more. Ooh. Don't want to fight no more. Don't want to fight no more. Yeah.
You watching Tim Dillon lately? Single man newscast? Don't. Not worth it. Not even for a second. He's average at best. Oh god, he's good. Are you growing plants in your backyard? Are you sustaining yourself? Are you ready for the power to go off? Huh? You ready for my voice to stop? You think I'm going to save you? You listening to me abroad, thinking I'm going to come over there? Huh? Come get you? Oh,
thanks,
shit.
Man, come get me, please.
What's up? Okay. I'm just going to check my cameras on, too. Just one sec. Camera, you on? Camera one.
So, oh, yeah. That's what's going on down here, man. Camera permaculture.
One. Camera two. Chicken dinner. Three.
Chicken schnitzel.
So you and Will just ran outside to protect plants from dying?
Yeah, we're protecting the fans, because the fans are there because it's hot and humid and it started raining, so we took the fans down. Then it stopped raining, but it should start raining again any half hour. So,
is it rainforesty?
It's humid, man. It's hot. It's not really rainforesty, but it's like a hot summer day in Canada, I'd say. A lot of
man, how dare you reference a hot sunny day in Canada? Hot sunny day in Canada is dry as fuck.
Hot summer day? I don't know. We got some green here. We got a bunch of plants everywhere. Like permaculture, so everything. So you got pomegranate. I don't know what that is.
Big palm thing.
Yeah.
What's the stuff on the ground?
Guava. That must be some cabbage or some turnips. We got, man, basically we got everything, dude. If we have these golden things, you know, which does, let me tell you, we got everything.
Sell them at the shop. Man, you'd make yourself a good $10 a week on average for the family. Maybe more. Probably a lot more, actually.
You could, yeah, actually. It's a very expensive fruit, but you got to plant a lot. That's what's going on. And we're planting a lot of good cannabis. Last I heard you had the podcast with that young lady and you smoked a spliff. Yeah.
Young lady. Shit. Yeah. That was down in Guatemala.
You were both in Guatemala for that?
I believe we were in Guatemala on a hill. If I'm thinking about the certain lady.
Her last name was Crowley, Alistair.
Last name?
Alistair.
Oh man, no, I don't remember who that is right now. I haven't been consistent with doing podcasts. It's a little sad.
Cut this part out.
Where are we at?
You're your guest, Laura Alistair.
Where are we at?
So That's what we're doing, man. We're taking care of the land. Yeah. So I wanted to show you a video. I couldn't figure out the screen share function. And I don't drink, by the way. I don't like drinking. It's just, it makes life more difficult. I recommend everybody think about it. You know, you got all that calories, the price, burning the bridges. You got to bring home girls to the bathroom or the public bench. It's difficult. So you need to really think about, if you like an easy life like me, I would stop drinking. Yeah. I don't get to bring girls home anymore either because I don't want to wake my mom up.
Jesus.
So,
are you open to it though? You're open to girls, right? Or relationships, love? That's pretty.
Yeah, I love love.
Pretty obvious question. Pretty.
I'm gonna get married pretty soon.
Great. Married to the job, huh?
Oh, I already am married to the business, yeah. But when the right girl who comes along understands all this.
Will can tell you how that goes. You know what I'm saying?
I look up to him in a lot of things.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Do you want to look up to the amount of time that he was with that girl? Is this, like, not to be talked about in a way? Like, I guess it takes two to tango, and it's not Will's fault or anything. It's just timing. He's not with his wife anymore, right? He had a wife? Something like that? He had a wife. No.
You could interview him for that. I just want to talk about plants.
I want to ask who had the knowledge to put the plants in the ground, or who already put them there, or were you putting them there already? Is this your house?
No, I'm at my buddy's place, my buddy's farm. So it's the smallest village I've ever been to. It's like a classic farming town, and his family has some land. They have some cows. He's got other family with some sheep, chickens, pigs, and he's mostly the planting of the family. He's the guy who does all the planting. And I've never seen so many fruit plants in one place. It's incredible. Like every different fruit, lime, lemon, orange, lime, these different fruits I didn't know existed. And it really helps apparently with the growing, you know. Monocrops are the enemy, basically. When you're monocropping, you got to use all this poison. Why? Because the planet is pissed off of your crops because they're like, it should be other things there. So they send the enemies of their tools, the enemies of the plants, the bugs. Break it down a notch, but then they use the poison and et cetera, and eventually what? The soil degrades. So that's why what we're doing is awesome. Things grow really good together.
How close do they got to be together? Or like if we're, is it a big clump or is it kind of like what you saw outside?
It's just like a garden. Just like you're walking into the garden and you have a different plant everywhere.
And there's no risk for... you know, that similar kind of monocrop disaster, and to be specific, I'm pretty sure I have a small understanding of when you're farming monocrop, like you're pulling the same thing out of the earth, and then what the earth is going to want to do is going to want to balance itself out. So the thing that puts in or replaces the thing that you're pulling out of the earth is going to grow a lot to try to replace it, but then it's going to get in the way of your plant, and there's all the other plants in the world that want to grow like higher or even in the ground and above, and like trees want to grow up, and then they provide like it wants to get a multi-level ecosystem because it can.
It's perfect, like just like how you said it.
Yeah
they work together. So some plants grow quicker, right? You have the spinach and stuff, and that provides some shade. You have some plants that you have trees, of course, so it should always be like a tree line of shade, a nice mix of trees. And they all take different nutrients. They all help to build the immune system, right?
How do people really do it the most efficiently, or like how do people find that out?
How to plant?
How to plant, because we can't just leave our backyard to just be there because we want to bring in plants that we want. plants that can grow. Maybe they're fruit trees that are local to the area. But when we do that, how do we make sure that we don't, I don't know, outdrive the system or fuck up the feng shui in our backyards, in our local areas? How do you find that information?
Oh, well, number one, you got to experiment, of course. And then you see, you've studied the stars, you talk to people who've been doing it for longer. Classic way. There's a lot of information at it. And basically anything you do will be better than the status that it's in if you don't do anything. That's the beauty of the human. We have the power for great change. With a little bit of effort and knowledge, we can make big changes to our ecosystem. So if you start planting in delicious fruits and stuff, I think everything will be okay. If it doesn't grow so well, try to figure out why. Do another. Get some soil, get some nutrients.
So you're about that style, but would you consider yourself knowledgeable about it, or you hope to be more knowledgeable about it?
I'm knowledgeable about it. I know it exists. And I don't use it as much as I should, but that's what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
It's a good place to be.
Yeah, I find that.
I mean, ideally I would be able to live in the woods on my own, but reality right now is that's not possible.
You want to be in the woods on your own? Or you want to be with a gang of homies?
I want to be able to. You need to be able to. With homies, it'll be great for sure.
We can't live alone and we can't sustain alone. We need people. We need quite a few. We need quite a few families at least. More than a dozen, probably. Inbreeding will happen pretty quick if you don't have a dozen.
I would love a village. Like where I'm at right now is the perfect place. It's everybody knows everybody. This village that I'm visiting. Where I live is pretty much a village as well. So I stick to the smaller towns. And even where we met in Prague, it's like a big village.
Yeah.
Everybody knows everybody.
It's super unique and cool. Hey, you want to get on some similar rhythm here and see if we can feel each other from the other side of the earth on some sort of meditation?
All right. Well, we got how much time left in the call here?
Did you set a timer for the Zoom 40-minute thing?
No. It should tell us, though. Should be up there.
Yeah, if we like slide around, we might be able to find it just within the screen.
Sliding around. Yeah, sure, I'm down. Let's do it.
Sliding around.
Before Zoom lets us go, you could check me out on Very Gringo on all the social media channels.
Down the street.
I'm a gringo, and it's obvious, so I decided to embrace it, you know? Like how Eminem did in 8 Mile.
What are you doing with your videos? Why are you making videos?
We got a new one just finished about these plants that I'm working on here. So it's the cutting edge of medical cannabis in Brazil. Right? We're growing it legally with the permission of the police.
Oh my God.
So, and it's all for healing. And that's what this permaculture is about. Just eating good, healthy, happy, natural food. And as well as what you smoke or what oils you use. If you're eating sun-grown, smoking sun-grown, outdoor, without the pesticides and everything, you know, it's a really good blend. So we got a new video coming out, just how to take care of your plants, etc. We're going to do a whole series with my buddies over here. So otherwise, just cool stuff in gringo in Brazil.
Or if I go to... Hey, your videos there, are they going to be in Portuguese too?
Sometimes I switch languages.
Or if your buddy talks, maybe you should go Portuguese as well. Maybe there's a market for it.
Yeah, I put it out without any rhyme or rhythm. Some videos will be English, some Portuguese. So maybe I should be a little more cautious of that. But the Portuguese audience is great. Portuguese people are fantastic. I recommend everyone come check it out for yourselves.
Everybody come to Brazil. Everybody in the world fly. I think the world can handle the carbon emissions. For sure. Everybody can fly. 8 billion people. all the time across the world a couple times a year. Fuck you for saying I can't.
If you're eating beans, carbon footprint will be even greater.
If you eat beans, your carbon footprint will be greater than two flights across the world. We have done the math. We know better than you. Send us money. You owe us taxes.
Yeah, we'll take you to Brazil for sure. For real.
Yeah, maybe people can get in touch with you if they get a crush on you and want to get married in Brazil too, by the way, ladies. Right here.
Yeah.
Or gentlemen. Have kids.
We cannot have kids, unfortunately.
Can't have kids? What's going on? What happened?
With the ladies, we can, yes, of course. With the gentlemen, unfortunately, of course not. You can't come in. It's my boy, sorry.
You suggested the idea of a meditation, and I'm just curious as to if you have a certain practice that you've been doing lately?
Man, I go through phases of different things. Now it's kind of just exercise. Push-ups, squats. I'd started squatting. It's a good one. I used to do Wim Hof. I used to do hot yoga, ice baths, all different regular yoga. So meditation, occasionally I'll do the Wim Hof still. A deep breathing. The one you showed me.
Hey.
5 years ago.
You don't have a new cookie monster of breathing exercise or like a... I don't know. Some people, they like make light grow inside of their body through like breathing and their eyes shut and like make
their the good one. Glow. Good one to do is in the morning and the evening, deep breathing from the belly. On the go, whatever. Focus on your breathing. 10, 15 minutes.
Don't feel rushed, but let's just, because Lord knows I need it. And Lord knows everybody needs it. And you know, on the exhales, we put out carbon for the plants. And with your eyes shut, we can do deep breaths to the belly. And even if you can, fill up your chest after the belly. And then at the top of the breath, head straight back down. So circular, kind of. Belly, chest, chest, belly, belly, chest, chest, belly. And with your eyes shut, you can imagine growing a plant, but that plant doesn't have to be limited to anything in the real or on this planet. This is an exercise I was lucky to kind of just make up based on kind of the light that you can fill yourself up with or other practices of imagination, but we're going to imagine the toughest or the most beautiful or the most vibrant or the most any plant, any color. And as you're breathing, you breathe deeper for it and you watch it grow within your soul. And we'll talk about what flower yours is after, bro, but just allow it to show up. So we'll do 30 breaths and breathe deep and low into the tummy, breathing in. And letting go. And continue a rhythm on your own here. Breathing in. Running out of time. Letting go. Thanks, Zoom. We'll start another call after this, but...
You only get one a day. I'm gonna charge myself up and take this to the moon. Thanks, True Glue. True Glue Talks. Bright Studios. It's been a pleasure breathing with you. Just like the good old days.
8 and 9. Imagine that flower growing, whatever color it is. Breathe deep for it. Continue going. Keep pushing. Let it grow. Imagine yourself. Imagine the colors getting vibrant. Don't stop. Breathing in your last breath. Finding the weight of yourself. Telling yourself you're okay right now, no matter how you feel. Temperature has changed. Body feels different. Just continuously sitting. Letting yourself know you're okay, right here, right now, with everything of the day, everything of the week, everything to come. And when you so desperately need, you know you've pushed yourself, you can take a breath in. You push yourself through, telling yourself you are comfortable, reassuring yourself in all situations that you can be, no matter how much comes up. And you're sitting in that meditation, returning to, I can be comfortable here, I am okay here, I am okay with it, everything that is. Then everything that else that comes up in the day or the next days, you'll be more ready for it. You'll be more ready to tell yourself, to tell others that you are comfortable. To tell yourself, most importantly. And like two friends going skiing or going swimming, they can meet at the end. Taking a big breath together in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's breathe together, breathing in. And hold. Letting go of things you don't need in 4, 3, 2, 1. Letting go. And that's one round of a Wim Hof style breathing exercise that can drastically change your day, make you feel good with your friends and together.
Great, man. Changed my life.
Yeah, absolutely. Dude. When I started doing it, goodness gracious, that changed my life too. Started exercising.
Yeah, everything's medicine. Think about it. Keep growing, getting better. Your nutrition, your work, your breath. It's all to help you.
So if you had learned something recently in your travels down to Brazil or things that you value or think are important, what would that be for a reminder for people?
Recently? Oh, man.
Even today. Any lesson?
Cohabitating is a good skill to perfect, to work on. It's on the small scale and the big scale. If you're in a big city, you lose track of it a lot easier. In our villages, you can clean up the trash and make a difference and influence the other people around if you see anybody throwing it out. And in a small scale if you're if you got roommates. So it all starts there, the family.
I guess the Dalai Lama said you can always be kinder, and we could flip just trying to do ourselves so well within our own house or within our own city, and we can get gifted by thinking about others and doing more work for others, doing as much as we can for others, to then when the tides go up, all ships go up. If you influence,
there it is,
that's pushing a good one. The tide of well-being, which is the well-being of all people, up, you will go up too, rather than trying to take from all the other ships and boats for yourself more. Take what you need. Only. Only.
If you get better, your mass increases. That raises the water levels. So there's no such thing as global warming. It's just that we're getting so good as a species.
Dude, in Canada right now, let's just say 6 out of 10 ski hills are closed for the season because there's no snow, which is the earliest and the most ever in the history of my life. I don't know if we've really even had ski hills past two generations ago. Do you think the Egyptians were skiing over in Patagonia mountain ranges of South America, skiing in their mines
back in the days of Pangaea?
How many times do you eat a day?
As much as I can. Sometimes once or twice, though. But snacking, this still counts as my first meal, by the way.
Cool. And I appreciate that. I don't know, I look up to fasting, or I think it's desirable or can make your life longer, therefore, and then it's also challenging, so things that are challenging, when people do things that are challenging, that also may increase their life expectancy. I'm proud of them. So then if that's your first meal, bunch of fruit from a tree nearby.
Yeah, it's good to work in the morning.
It's good form.
I appreciate you having this time to speak with me. It's a nice chat.
I want to keep talking, anybody? Man. Let's get another source going. This fucking Zoom bullshit.
I gotta go.
All right.
I got another podcast with my mom.
Oh, no way.
Always a podcast with her. Thanks for the good show, guys.
Yeah, all right. So, very gringo in Brazil. Stay in touch. Peace.